Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
And I was just telling somebody recently who did not. We performed Free to Be You and Me. When I sang about my friend William, who's 5 years old and wanted a doll to hug and hold, I could sing the whole thing.
I think you should sing some now.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Do I even ask what the introduction was supposed to be for that clip?
I don't know. It's making the rounds on the internet. That's why I didn't really want
to. Free to Be You and Me, Willie and a 5-year-old doll?
I'm assuming it's when she talked to, like, Broadway or something. I don't know. But she always sounds drunk. She always sounds like the drunk woman.
She is drunk.
She's like, she's always, every time you clip something like this, you right. see her, she's always like the woman who's had too much Chardonnay at the party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But she wasn't in Macron's bag, though.
No. She was not in Macron's bag.
Okay. And what Willie was she referring to? Mm. Willie Brown?
Free Willie.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Guys,
that could have been your president.
Yeah. I'm going to get to the AI thing in 1 second, but can we watch some women fighting?
Sure.
Oh, I love a good cat fight.
All right, so this is, this stuff amuses me. Plus, people on YouTube love it. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see some women fighting. This is outside of a club in Chicago, because, you know, why not?
Why not? It's the club. It's the Windy City. This is Brandon Johnson's utopian society.
Have women become more violent, or is this just the fact that all this stuff is now captured on?
Well, you chose
that it's all captured.
Yeah.
You chose the word violent. I think most women are unhinged to begin with.
It's just whether or not they
act on their, you know, short circuiting.
You hear that, Dawn?
I know, he's just trying to trigger
me. Nick Kale, everybody.
I'm not even taking that bait.
K-A-Y-A-L on YouTube, or on Twitter.
Let me finish, would you? Harry. Harry's like, that was not me, just to clarify.
All right, so let's go to the Windy City, and a late night, a partying outside the club, and this fight erupts. Roll it.
You gotta have a good hair
pull. Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's like a. Oh! And then. Wow. Look at that. Yeah. Punch. Oh, kick. Weaves are flying.
Wicks are sailing.
A lot of flesh. Oh! A lot of flesh. Oh, my. Oh, look at that. Pulling the hair. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Smashing the face.
What is up with this?
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Get up. Oh no.
Where's security?
Yeah. Just any reason to fight. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm seeing a whole lot of this on social media. Right?
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
Ain't no way, bro.
I just like that. Like, look. Look, Harry, it takes me back to my Jerry Springer days. I just like to see women fight. I can see anybody fight, actually.
Do not approve of your methods. Yeah? Well, you're not from Chicago.
Yeah.
Anybody with the movie reference there?
No.
No?
No.
Nobody didn't get that?
No, it's
nobody got that?
It's a price of bad.
What was
movie.
It?
Do not approve of your methods. Yeah? Well, you're not from Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. Kevin Costner, Sean Connery. The Untouchables.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, Jimmy Kelly got that.
That's a good movie.
Yes, of course it is. Which, by the way, too, we're talking about these cat fights. The two most dominant moves. First of all, you just got to whip somebody by their wig.
Yeah.
But secondly, then once you get a hold of it, because they're so caught up in the hysteria of having the wig being grabbed, that's when you're able to get a good 5 punches in a row.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you see the weaponry that was picked up there,
mm-hmm.
picking up the metal base bottom with the ropes mm-hmm. for the club.
Yep.
I mean, that bottom thing is probably a good 30, 40 pounds.
That's heavy.
Yeah. You hit somebody in the skull with that, they're done.
All right, let's go to outside of, I don't know if this is a casino or a hotel. A little bit more. Roll it. Look at this. Oh. Weave goes flying.
Wig.
Oh, right
here. Oh,
right
smashing into the car.
Whoa.
The hood of the car.
Whoa. Is this Monday Night Raw?
I love it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa.
I love this.
This is Vegas.
Is it Vegas?
Yeah. Vegas.
Some of these individuals.
This happens every night in Vegas.
Some of these individuals are not natural born women. I'm just saying. We have different situations. The first situation, those were teenage girls, and that was violence on girl on girl violence. This situation in Vegas, back in the day, they would say the term he, she. That was the back in the day term. It's not politically correct anymore.
She, male.
But I think that's what we're seeing in the Vegas situation.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So there's a little something for the YouTube audience.
Wow.
You know, every day I'm just going to come in with a new fight.
I like that.
And we'll, new fight.
Yeah, we should do like a
get it sponsored.
Yeah. summer fight series.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Who'd be the sponsor, Hare?
I don't know.
I'm going to go down to the sales meeting tomorrow. Tell Scopin it. Jay, what do you think about this?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
Over the weekend, I don't know if this happened on Friday, Thursday or Friday, a mob surrounded and harassed ICE agents after they took an illegal alien into custody in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Those ladies are lovely.
So this happened in Worcester, where they went into a neighborhood and arrested a woman, and the community was not happy. Roll it.
Thank you.
Is this America? What language are they speaking?
I can't hear any of it.
Oh, you can't?
So,
no.
just to narrate it then for you, Harry.
Yeah.
You know, the term is Karens. That's what we used to talk about.
Oh,
the Karens
okay.
in the park.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay.
Mostly white looking women. Who are citizens apparently, and they're bumping into and coming up right in the faces of fully uniformed law enforcement officials, either local but mostly federal,
right.
and they're clearly uniformed law enforcement. There's no question, but these women are coming up to them, shoving their phones in their faces, coming within. Am I wrong here?
No,
inches of their faces.
And I'm honestly tired of this now. Forget the physical stuff. This notion that I'm going to get physical while I record you on my phone, hoping to be the next victim to be compensated. If I'm the officer, forget about jacking her up. I just grab that phone. And I throw it on the concrete.
Yeah,
and I smush it like a bug.
Then they would get would get in trouble.
I know.
Right.
While we're talking about this, Phil, can you just roll 18 without the sound? This is kind of a longer version of this. Actually, you can roll it with the sound. There you go.
Just imagine yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at these people walking along.
Yeah.
Aggressively?
Yeah. Yep.
So there's an arrest there.
Yep.
Yeah,
somebody's being put in the back of a vehicle.
It was an illegal alien.
Yep.
And
in the back of a Ford Escape.
If you saw the news coverage of this over the weekend, it was clinging to a baby. The woman had the baby ripped from her arms as ICE agents took, you should see, and you can see, Phil, can you put the volume on? I know I told you not to, but can you? Because Dawn's right. You can see all these cameras go, no warrant! There's no warrant!
Mm-hmm.
hideous Massachusetts accent.
Oh, the worst.
No warrant!
We do not have a warrant! Where's Pocahontas when you need
her? Imagine, this... The tolerance level of these law enforcement officers
is commendable.
It's incredible.
I
couldn't do it.
No,
right?
No.
We're mild mannered people. And I have a really long fuse. If these women, these crazy women, were doing this to me, I don't think I would tolerate this action.
Listen to her screaming. Bloody murder.
Inches from their faces.
Oh, look, now she's getting physical with the guy.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes.
Yes, I saw.
Go back 10 seconds if we can, Phil. chick with the vanilla cream t-shirt slapping the CBP guy with the black pants.
So who do you think
watch
you
are? Watch this right here. Here it comes. Watch. Here it comes. Here comes the slap.
Boom.
Wow.
Look at
him. Yeah. Nick, to your point, for those of you not watching on YouTube, she has her arms raised over her head in a highly aggressive way at the officer in an attack mode and then assaulting the officer. I mean, these officers have every right to arrest these people.
Here's the sales pitch to Scopinage tomorrow in the sales meeting. White chicks gone wild in the cut sheet. It just dawned on me. White chicks gone wild, cut sheet edition. I think we could charge a premium for this.
Premium. So that's happening. So while the whole thing in Newark was happening with the Congress people in New Jersey, this is also happening out here in Worcester with the citizens.
I think Tony said this last week. Boy, Massachusetts is a disaster.
Oh yeah, it is.
I never realized it.
Yeah,
it's California East.
It's a hideous state.
It's a bastion of liberals.
It's a hideous state anyway.
It's a bastion of liberals.
Disgraceful accent.
You got Wu. She's running Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where's Thomas Menino at?
I don't think he's living anymore.
Oh, did he die?
I think so.
Well, that's a throwback. He was the Boston mayor, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Right.
He was the one that got Opie and Anthony fired because they reported that
really
on New Year's Eve or not New Year's Eve on April Fool's Day. They reported that he died in a car accident, and he didn't.
So he sued and they got fired.
Well, I don't know if he sued, but they got fired for it.
Wow.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
So he's the reason. Opie and Anthony are the reasons we can't do April Fool's pranks on the radio anymore because they took it too far. Speaking of Newark, the Newark airport had another two outages this weekend. I think it was. Is that what it was?
Two after we got off the air Friday.
Yeah. The latest one was yesterday morning.
Yesterday. There's a Philly connection, too, isn't there? To it, Dawn?
We are the hub.
Yeah.
We are, and I think this is something that we've learned that at some point, Philadelphia became the hub. So in the first two incidents, they're saying it's a hardwire, copper wire issue. But in the third incident, with a 90-plus second blackout, that one yesterday morning, they're saying was something different. It was not a wiring issue.
Oh.
That's what they're so there are different issues going on here.
Cut 30. Let's start with cut 30 here, Phil. Sean Duffy was on Meet the Press discussing what was going on over the weekend and what's happening in Newark. Roll this.
To start with the latest out of Newark Airport, where air traffic controllers had another brief radio and radar outage. This happened early Friday morning. This is, of course, on top of losing contact with pilots multiple times since August. Mr. Secretary, what can you tell us about this latest incident, and why does this keep happening?
So I'll tell you this. The system is old, right? This is a system that's 25 at best, sometimes 50 years old. The Congress and the country haven't paid attention to it, right? They expect it to work. And so now I think the lights are blinking, the sirens are turning, and they're saying, listen, we have to fix this, because what you see in Newark is going to happen in other places across the country. Mm-hmm. It has to be fixed. And so what we're having is some telecom issues, but we're also having some glitches in our software. As the information comes in, it's overloading some of our lines, and the system goes down. So I'll just tell you specifically in Newark, we believe we're going to have it up and running in short order. We're going to be able to fix that glitch. Mm. And we feel a little more comfortable about our primary line that gets the data in on radar. And our redundant line is up and working as well.
So he says 25, perhaps even 50 years of neglect.
50 years old.
That would take us back to the year of 2000 or 1975. I mean, this really shouldn't fall on one party. This is bipartisan. This is a failure of Republicans, Democrats, anybody in office that neglected it or just didn't prioritize it, right? Yep. How does this happen in a nation where, I think, Dawn, I gave the number Friday, Newark alone had 49 million flights for 2024. I mean, the fact that we could be this antiquated in an industry that I'm presuming produces a lot of profit is pretty downright amazing.
Yeah, and you guys, think about what happened to the infrastructure bill what we have all this money that was supposedly going to fix all these antiquated situations like this. Where did the money go? Remember that? All the money allocated? Where did it go? In part, I guess, when I look this up, part of it went to the wind turbines, for example, off the coast of New Jersey. Think about all the money wasted because now those are DOA, basically. Dead in the water, maybe I should say. But, you know, it's once again, I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. I just think what we're seeing in real time is the exposure of the swamp on both sides. They wasted our money. They wasted our time. Why didn't all of them, all the above, Republicans and Democrats, what were they doing? And where did our money go?
Mm-hmm. 33, Phil. This is more from Senator, Senator, the Secretary of Department of Transportation, Duffy. Roll it.
Joining me now is the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy. Secretary Duffy, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Thank you so much. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It is wonderful to have you here in person. I have to start with the latest out of Newark Airport. Right,
we rolled this one already. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
The other thing, too, why is it only certain airports? Why does it seem like Newark is, you know, still stuck in the 1980s or 1990s, yet maybe some of these other airports, I don't know if, and I'm just thinking of airports off the top of my head, all of them disasters in their own rights, but, you know, is Chicago O'Hare up to date? Do they have something new compared to Newark? Does Atlanta have something that was just put in 3 years ago versus LaGuardia that might have had it done in 1997, right? Like, who dictates which airport gets the latest technological?
Maybe they should all be upgraded at the same time.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah. Well, then, the thing that concerned me over, was it yesterday that Senator Chuck Schumer spoke out about this? And he was saying, he started talking about the fact, why is it that other air traffic controllers across the country got a big raise, and the air traffic controllers in Newark and Philadelphia, for example, did not? And I thought, oh, God, please don't tell me that there's something nefarious. And I don't know that he was trying to suggest that. But when he said it, I thought, uh-oh, why would some air traffic controllers get a raise and others didn't? And is this some kind of a protest? Is that what he's saying in an underlying way? I don't know. But it is strange that why is it that maybe because we have older, more antiquated systems here on the East Coast, older cities? Mm-hmm. I don't have the answer, but when he said that, I don't think he meant to say that there was something underlying, but he kind of did.
Yeah. Hmm. I also wonder about the differentiation between what is federally funded versus what is funded by the specific airlines themselves, right? Like Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, federal, I got that. But, you know, are some of these other airlines more prone to these attacks than others? You know, a higher-end airline versus, I mean, how many times do we see all the god-awful stuff with flights? It always occurs with Spirit, Frontier, and Allegiant. Now, usually that's customer service related with passengers.
Yeah.
But I also wonder if there's a difference in, you know, any of the technology that, you know, maybe a United, a Delta, an American Airlines has, as far as what maybe they have in their cockpit communication-wise with the Fed, with the, you know, the communications in the towers, versus some of these more financially affordable flights as well.
No.
What was Buttigieg doing for 4 years? Didn't he have this job?
He was chest feeding. He was chest feeding. Yeah. He's got a kid.
But, Nick, to your point, I think this has to physically do with what they call the terminals. That these are this is the physicality of the facility.
So that's the government.
This is not, to my knowledge, on the airport
corporate
side. As far as the airlines. But yesterday morning, that was the 45-minute ground stop. So that led to the 60 delayed flights and then the domino impact. But to my knowledge, what they're talking about is a hardware issue that is the government's job, that this is, it's basically like saying a federal highway is insufficient because of, you know, physicality.
Or a bridge.
Or a bridge. Yeah. Thank you, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think I don't think this is on any airline at all.
All right.
Part of the infrastructure.
Right, yeah.
Situation.
That'll do it for the cut sheet here on a Monday as we bid adieu to Harry Mays. Thank you, Harry.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good week.
See you, dude.
There he is. Unlike Bruno, he just gone. 2 seconds out. No 30-second goodbyes.
Harry.
Goodbye, Harry. All right, we'll come back, get a big three from Dawn, and then what's on tap for the Dawn Show, the morning mystery movie clip today in music history, and maybe we could get in a story or two. I know we haven't gotten to the SNL spoofs of Pete Hegseth, Judge Jeanine, and the Pope. I don't know. Do we want to? Because that usually gets us flack, correct?
I had them, but you know what? I don't care because it's a comedy show, and if they want to lambaste who they want to, that's their prerogative. I'm sick of getting up.
You stole my take.
Okay. Sorry.
We were going to talk about it.
Okay. Well, I just gave it away.
All right.
9:25.
Kale and Company, Big Three is coming up next. Stay right there.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get caught up in the world of news. It is going to be a whirlwind week. I think we're going to have big stories all throughout this week, fresh off of the weekend, and all of the stuff that developed late in last week. It's time for Dawn Stensel and Big Three at 9:31.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Yes, Big Three at 9 this morning, and we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic. In our Big Three, number one, it's a big deal. It's news that the USA has reached a deal, at least a tentative deal, with China. And this is major news that is impacting, of course, the market. Stock market soaring, rocketing this morning as we look at all those numbers up, the Dow, the stock market, and all in the green. And that's great news, well over the 1,000 mark. That they have skyrocketed this morning with futures had climbed. We said this at 6 o'clock this morning. We saw that this was happening. So big news this morning as we're learning more about the so-called trade deal that was reached, of course, over the weekend with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer. They announced this morning, although we should be hearing more soon, that U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods would be reduced from 145% to 30%. On the other side, Beijing saying it would cut its blanket tariffs on American products from 125% to 10%. So when would these reductions take effect officially? Wednesday. Great news with a 90-day pause, a temporary reprieve in a trade war, as it's been described, that threatened to cause, quote, a global recession. So great news as we see the rift between the world's two largest economies. Now it looks like the rift is over and they're at the negotiation table.
So we have about 48 hours till they take effect. So between now and Friday, what do you think the mainstream media's negative slant will be on this? Because they told us recession, recession, recession. They told us stock market, crash, 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 worst day since 1987 and all those historical benchmark dates that we love to talk about. 2001, a couple of different dates in March of 2020 with COVID. All of the panic and fear stuff. Well, that was really short-lived.
I think you are astute, Nick Kale, and I think the media will pivot. They already are. Palace in the sky. That's the headline you're going
to
see.
Well, I mean, the media should pivot to this because
pivot.
Qatar is a supports terrorists. So F Qatar and don't take any gifts from them.
Oh, I agree. You. But should that supplant the number one story of trade deal with China?
No, but here's the problem, guys, is we can all walk and chew gum at the same time. Mm-hmm. We can say one thing is good and one thing is bad.
Sure. Sure. Although, if you had a fair and honest media, when you look at the total body of work since last Thursday, like I said to start the show, U.S.-UK trade deal, Israel-Hamas, last American hostage freed. I didn't even realize India and Pakistan were, you know, throwing down, but they're having an issue. Peace deal there. You have the Middle East coming up on Tuesday. Putin and Zelensky Thursday. Mm-hmm. I think if you just look at it objectively, you say, okay, there's five or six really good things. And then there's a plane. I don't know. It seems like they're grasping at straws. And by the way, Sean Farish, our buddy, which I got to give him credit for. And I actually, not that I have to give him credit for this, but this notion that you need to couch any opinion in fear of receiving negative blowback from Trump supporters
is
just so outlandish to me.
We have talk radio hosts that do that all the time.
Here's Sean's tweet from 12 hours ago. I mean, Sean Farish basically makes a living off of imitating Trump and supporting what Trump talks about. as do I, except I can't do an imitation. He says, I don't love the Qatar Force One deal. And before the usual suspects, with their sanctimonious purity tests, accuse me of, quote, turning on Trump, that's not what I'm doing. I simply don't think Qatar are our friends, and I don't trust them. That's it. But I would say, why do you have to, before any, like, I just say it. And if you're going to come at me, come at me. But, like, don't couch it, Sean. Nobody should couch it. But, like, oh, my God, God forbid, I don't like something Trump did. Oh, just stick your head in a toilet and hit the flush button already. I'm so tired of that.
I believe the issue here is that when you have any kind of situation like this, such as, what is it, $400 million luxury airplane, that it would require congressional approval, and that's how you get around it. So just get the congressional approval. I mean, it's pretty simple. Just put it before Congress. If they approve it,
He shouldn't accept it. He shouldn't accept it. The end. He should not accept it. And maybe at the end of the day, he won't, and this will all be for nothing. Mm-hmm. But he shouldn't accept it. It's a bad look.
I suspect in his mind, Greg, if I'm going to Trump think like a Gemini, because we all think alike, I think in his mind what he was thinking was it's saving the American people a huge expense or something to that nature.
I'm sure that's the way they'll spin it, but
I don't think you're wrong. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm simply saying that anytime you have something like this, put it before Congress, have the conversation. This is what Trump does. He lets something, simmer in the headlines, and if we were taking bets here, I will bet that he won't accept this.
Where are all these investigative journalists that need to look into? Mm-hmm. And I'm serious about this. These investigative journalists that love to, scoop on the Bidens and scoop on this. How about this administration? All their ties to Qatar. Pam Bondi, mm-hmm. Kash Patel, Jared Kushner. They all have ties to Qatar.
Do you want me to tell you why? Because Qatar is the same one that has pumped billions of dollars into universities and colleges.
They also fund Hamas. They also fund Al-Qaeda.
But they are part of this narrative funding situation, which Lawfare and other lawyers claim is to blame for this anti-Jewish sentiment on our campuses. Allegedly, I mean, that this is, if you read about this, this is what they report, this is what they believe is going on, and that Qatar is behind this in funding, whether you want to say they're pro-Hamas or an anti-Israeli aspect, that's what's going on here.
Politics and partisan politics aside, if you were to ask everybody objectively, remove R and remove D, what bothers you more? We have three different sets of circumstances here with planes. We have Trump Force One, the original, which came out of his pocket, right? That's fact. We have Bernie and AOC flying around to save climate change to the tune of $221,000 on taxpayer dollars. And then we have Trump receiving Trump Force 2 from a corrupt nation in Saudi Arabia. Which one of the three bothers you more? Trump flying on his own dime?
No.
Bernie and AOC flying on the taxpayer dime?
Yes.
Or Trump flying courtesy of a gift of some bad hombres?
I don't want any gift from any bad hombres when you can afford it yourself. The end.
I agree with you on that.
The end.
But to me, it's far worse when Bernie and AOC, bad enough that they're using our tax dollars. But sadly, the reality is politicians live and die off of our dollar, right? I mean, these people don't, their base salary comes from us.
And by the way, Saudi Arabia still has not fessed up to their role in 9/11, too. So, like,
I get it. It's our own government.
I get it. We have to, we have to do business with, these horrendous, horrendous places. But you don't need to accept gifts from them.
Well, that's the thing that's so infuriating. I said this in the first hour with America. The business we do with China. The business we do with Mexico. The business we do with all of these countries. That's why I never want to hear from these lefties out there about human rights. I mean, your rights are far more protected in this country than the nations we do business with. In the Middle East, they will cut your head off for being gay. China is operating a concentration camp right now as we speak. Does not get covered. The Saudis, their investment in financing terrorism along with Iran, And of course, we know what goes on in Mexico.
Yeah.
But that's the yin and the yang of the business, I guess.
All right, we have to break again.
Number two and three, the big three. Trump signing this executive order this morning and speaking out about most favored nation pricing. This is to lower our prescription drug costs in America. And so that's a huge headline with regard to pharmaceuticals. So we're watching for that one. Looking to remodel your kitchen? Kitchen Magic. Their products are made right here in Pennsylvania, Nazareth, PA. So tariff delays will not impact you, obviously, because they're family-owned, locally owned, American-made. And this month of May, save up to 30%. Visit KitchenMagic.com today. Kitchen Magic, thank you for sponsoring Kale & Company Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. The Morning Mystery Movie Clip is up next with your chance for a $50 gift card to Checkers. And then Phil Omquist with the music. And we find out what Dawn has lined up 19 minutes from now. Stay right there.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
And it's time for Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I want all of you to look at this slovenly, sloppy boy here as an example of how not to dress. Now, if you look like this when you look in your mirrors in the morning, find something else to put on. Self-respect permeates every aspect of your lives. If you don't have it for yourselves, you're not going to get it from anywhere.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
And while we're at it,
soft, chubby, fat-looking children
will not be permitted or eligible for today's prize because you probably can't afford to eat this anyway. $50 gift card to Checkers. That is right, a $50 gift card to Checkers for some burgers and some fries. How about that? Caller 12, 855-839-1210. If you can identify that clip, caller 12, 855-839-1210. Now we get to what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, on Kale & Company.
Today, May 12th, we celebrate the birthdays of Eric Singer from Kiss, who's 67, Steve Winwood, who's 77, Billy Squire, who's 75, and Billy Duffy from The Cult, who's 64. Heavenly birthday shout-out to George Carlin. Sing as a coot at Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel in 80. A Whiter Shade of Pale by Pocol Harum in 67. And Don't Close Your Eyes by Kix in 89. Altitude Exile on Main Street by The Stones in 72. Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix in the UK in 67. Five by Lenny Kravitz in 98. And The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion by The Black Crowes in 92. Also in 84, Lionel Richie was atop the singles chart. In 75, Jefferson Starship played a free show in Central Park in New York. In 68, Brian Jones made his last live appearance with the Stones. In 97, Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson appear on VH1 Storytellers. In 81, Debbie Harry announced her solo career. And on this day in 87, all 40,000 tickets for three Pink Floyd shows in Montreal sold out in under 5 hours, prompting complaints from residents near the Montreal Forum about police inaction during fan-related disturbances. But lastly, for the YouTubers, since we can see your posts, I want to know how many of you heard Testament on this station on Saturday night. Asking for a friend. For Kale Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
This guy's seeking feedback for a Saturday night show on this show. Ooh. Unbelievable. Phil Omquist, number one, Saturday night rock show in the Delaware Valley. So take that, MMR. All right, let's get to Dawn Stenslin. What do you have lined up 8 minutes from now?
There is so much breaking news. We'll have all the latest on President Trump as he's defending the luxury jets from the Middle East. We'll talk about that.
Defending it, huh?
He's defending it.
Of course he is.
That's the headline this morning, but we'll get into it. And his executive order that he just signed to cut U.S. drug prices, pharmaceuticals, as he heads to Saudi Arabia. We'll have all the latest things on Trump as he's speaking out this morning. 10:30, we're going to take live our own Rich Scioli and Jimmy Failla as they are on a little panel. They're speaking nationally, so we'll take them. And in the 11 o'clock hour, Dr. Michael Bussler will break down what Trump is calling a revolution in trade and the economy, an economic revolution. So we'll talk about that and what it means for the stock market for every one of us.
All right.
A lot breaking right now.
Looking forward to that. Steve in Cherry Hill has identified the movie. Steve, what did we just play for you?
Lean on Me.
That's correct. Woo!
We all need somebody. All right, good job, Steve. You got your $50 gift card to Checkers.
Thank you.
You got it, brother. There he is, Steve in Cherry Hill. All right. My voice is about to go on me. Good thing we're signing off. Yeah. That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.